RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
And at 8:36, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Rory McIlroy will be one of four Irish players competing at the US PGA Championship this week at Southern Hills. Now, McIlroy has won this title twice before, but the last one was way back in 2014. And he's been talking to Greg Allen about his hopes this week, but started with his thoughts on the Saudi-backed LIV Tour, this breakaway tour that Phil Mickelson is rumoured and expected to commit to. Rory has been talking about Phil's decision to stay away as defending champion from this week's event.
It's a real shame, yeah. I mean, this week should be a celebration of a monumental achievement of what he did 12 months ago, and for him not to be there. But look, Phil's made decisions and said some things that have offended people, and these are the consequences, I guess. But you know, sooner or later, he's going to have to show up in the public eye again, and I think it just shows how toxic this whole thing is. So I think we're all at the point where we're tired of the speculation, and it's going to shape the future of professional golf one way or another. And we're just going to have to see how it all shakes out. I mean, some guys see an opportunity there, and I certainly don't begrudge them of that. And I, you know, if that's their decision and they feel it's what's best for them, 100% they should go and do it. For me, it's not what I want to do. I want to play here. I want to have autonomy over my schedule. I want to be my own boss at the end of the day, and happy to stay out of it.
Rory, last time we spoke, the big smile on your face coming out of the final round in Augusta. What have you gained from that you've kind of dwelt upon in the last few weeks?
Look, it was just, at the end of the day, it was just one round of golf, but it was a big round in terms of confidence building, and you know, knowing that I can go out and shoot a 64 around Augusta in pretty tough conditions. And even just the weekend at Augusta, I beat the field by 6 shots over the weekend. You know, to play the weekend in 9 under, you know, people will say that I had to because of the hole I dug myself in the first 2 days. But, you know, coming off the back of a really good finish, the last major, and similar mindset, similar philosophy coming in here. Being disciplined, being conservative, hitting a ton of greens, you know, trying not to get myself out of position too much. You know, all of that around a golf course like this, that sort of will play pretty similar to Augusta in terms of it's a second shot golf course. You got to be really good around the greens. You know, so a similar philosophy around here, I think, will be a pretty good start.
The way that you've played majors since 2014, obviously there hasn't been enough times when you've been in contention. You've kind of said that yourself. You were, I think, top three in 2 USPGA championships by the time you were 21. You've won 2 of them since. Does this major offer you a better chance than others to win?
Yeah, I think I've always felt the PGA is less of a departure from the golf we play week in, week out on the PGA Tour. It's set up sort of the same. This week's a little different. You know, we don't encounter a lot of golf courses like this on tour, but the setup's usually pretty similar. You know, they try to sort of set golf courses up pretty uniformly on the PGA Tour, so you know what to expect every week. So seeing that this is less of a departure from tour golf, I feel like I've always had a comfort level at this event that I maybe haven't had at the other three, and I think that's the reason why I've had some success here.
Yeah, and play gets underway tomorrow. Big day ahead for 2 Irish fighters at the World Championships in Turkey. Both Amy Broadhurst and Lisa O'Rourke will be back in the ring and fighting for silver medals at the very least. La Rochelle have suffered a big blow ahead of their Champions Cup final against Leinster on Saturday week. Former All Blacks scrum half Taura Kerr-Barlow, he's been ruled out of action with a fractured hand. The Premier League title race is going down to the wire. Liverpool came from behind to beat Southampton 2-1. Liverpool a point behind Manchester City with that one game to go. City will play Aston Villa, and if they win that, they'll be crowned champions. Liverpool play Wolves. Whatever happens on Sunday, it's been some turnaround by Liverpool. They trail City by 14 points back in January. Since then, they've won 15 and drawn 2. Here's their manager, Jurgen Klopp.
So many things when it's that close, so many things happen during a season, we never gave up. That's how it is. That's it. And here we are. How we said, we will not give up, and we will give it a try. It will be difficult enough against Wolves, obviously, but we still will give it a try. And it's our home game. It's our last Premier League game of the season. Atmosphere will be outstanding, and we will try to use it. No, of course it could happen, but the only chance that we had tonight was to win, and then we know that. So we have to do our job, and then football is a tricky game sometimes. We will see, of course, but you have to focus on yourself, and then we will see.
You never know. Nottingham Forest beat Sheffield United on penalties to book a place in the Championship playoff final. They'll meet Huddersfield for a place in the Premier League. The Europa League final takes place tonight between Rangers and Eintracht Frankfurt. The Electric Ireland Leinster Minor Championship final takes place in Port Leash tonight. It's Kildare playing Dublin at 7:30. And finally, well done to Keith Russell from Navan. He got down to the last two competitors in the Backyard Ultra Race. This is a form of ultra marathon. A competitor must consecutively run a distance of 6,700 metres, that's about 7K, on your own in less than an hour. And if you don't complete that distance in that time, you have to drop out. Well, he got up to 89 laps, running for 66 hours, clocking up almost 600 kilometres. Unfortunately, one competitor ahead of him, and that was Mert Geerts from Belgium. What an effort, though. Well done to Keith.